This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hold on to that.
Welcome back to the Shit Show 2.0.
Okay, Boomer.
Damn millennials. Wow.
Did not know that.
Even flirters who are obviously mentally ill.
You want to be my wife?
Oh, this is going to go downhill real quick.
It's going on, and welcome to Take on the World with
Johnny
and Mike D. Just Johnny today?
What do I normally say?
No, you always say something funny.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyhow.
It's my allergies.
Oh, yeah, they're kicking my ass, bro.
Yeah, and I did a ton of yard work yesterday, too, so.
Well, that's all I did on Friday was
cut.
Ugh. So, what's going on, bro?
I like the new countdown thing that's on there.
Yeah, it was on there before. We just never paid attention to it.
Was the thing from Wayne's World where they were like. They didn't get in the finger. Oh, nothing's new.
If you were an ice cream flavor, you'd be pralines.
And dick. Oh, I don't know. Damn, this audio sounds so good.
Well, yeah, compared to years ago.
Wow, it just sounds
spot on.
Maybe my hearing is
your allergies cleared up your hearing.
Is that the thing? I think it is.
So our last two videos did pretty good.
They did.
Our Bigfoot / paranormals / cryptid shows with Chase from Barrel Age Flicks.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Both times.
Yeah. So if you want to check them out, go back to, excuse us. We're both having big allergy problems. So I should have that mic he was talking about, that cough cutoff mic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I go back and check out the last couple of weeks. Some interesting stuff there. So today we're going to talk about, now we already did.
I was going to say, didn't we already do this?
Well, we didn't do this. What we did was the five most secure places in the world. And I went back and checked out that video. I encourage our listeners to go back and look at it too, because, well, we could use the views.
Yeah.
But Fort Knox was on that list, but we're not talking about the security of Fort Knox today. We're kind of talking about a conspiracy theory about Fort Knox.
We may have touched on this.
I think we might have.
Like, no, we did. Just, I can beat my big mouth shut.
We might have just sideswiped it.
Just fucking.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. Just a quick hit. That is there really gold in Fort Knox? So if me and Johnny went down there and surpassed all of the massive security protocols they had, and we snuck in and swung that door open, what would we find? Would it be crickets, or would it be gold?
I think.
Or would it be someone's gun stuck in our face?
I think we would never pass all the security clearances.
I'm sure we get through security. It'd be easy. It's one of the five most secure places in the world. We could do it.
I mean, what else did he ask you? I'm not on any terrorist list that I know.
No, I'm not talking about doing it legally. I'm talking about breaking it.
Oh, I think we swung those doors open, it looked empty. There'd be dust bunnies on the,
you think,
rolling around on the floor. Fuck yeah, man.
Well, I have some interesting information that I didn't know until I did a little research, because I didn't do much research on this. I just more wanted to talk about conspiracy theories on this. And, you know my take on conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Because I am a true-born skeptic.
I think that shit is long gone.
But before we get too deep into it, I want to talk about the Deluxe Edition Network, as we always do. We are a proud part of the Deluxe Edition Network as a group of podcasters band together, down for the struggle of podcasting, and we help each other out. And you want to go to deluxeeditionnetwork.com, check out all the great podcasts. And while you're there, you want to look at the podcast of the month for the month of May. And these are those podcasts for this month. Barstool Film School, a controversial comedy breakdown of some of their favorite flicks, old and new. Each episode, they take on your favorite flicks to determine if they pass the bar and join the ranks of the truly excellent bar movies. Good bar movies can be hit or miss, but you'll never know until you take your shot. And the first round is on them. I'm in for that. Coffee Brothers sources seasonal, award-winning, and specialty coffees, focusing on high-scoring and high-quality blends, espresso roast, and single-origin coffees, which are all small-batch roasted. Experience complex taste notes from fragrant and aromatic to bold and rich. Coffee Brothers Coffee is a two-person brother team, hence the name. They roast all of their coffees in small batches out of their New York City roastery. Go to coffeebros.com and use TOTW10 for a discount at checkout. Barrel-aged chicks. Are you into movies, pop culture, and comedy? Well, you got to sit down and see what the ladies think. Come meet Sammy, Snow, Crystal, Harley, and Yen as they give you the chicks' perspective on movies and much, much more. This is the female side of the barrel-aged flicks, fellers. And they started up their own thing because the guys just talk too much, I guess. I don't know what it is. So grab a few beers and sit down and listen to the chicks talk. And we're back.
I was waiting to see how long you're going to do that.
The silence helps me find the spot.
Does it mess you up when I do something stupid? Like I always like try and cross my eyes or make a funny face.
Mm-mm.
When you
no. So yeah. Check out the Deluxe Edition Network.
I think I'm balding, Mike.
That's okay. I've been bald for quite some time.
I don't want to shave my head, though.
Why?
I don't look good with a shaved head.
You don't?
No. I got a big head. It's so full of all this knowledge I've been storing up.
Is that it?
Over the years.
Is that what it is?
And the water reserves.
So, let's just give a couple facts about the good old Fort Knox. Let's see, Fort Knox. I just threw these on here. I didn't really read through them.
So what? Where is all this gold, alleged gold, from?
Okay, so that's an interesting question. So right now, well, this list was from a couple years ago. There's 8,133 tons of gold in Fort Knox. The United States has the most gold reserves of any country in the world. In fact, the next three on the list, it takes the next three countries on the list to surpass the United States in gold reserves.
Huh.
So the next three on the list are Germany, Italy, and France. Number five is Russia. Six is China. And like China has 2,192 tons compared to our 8,000 tons. Number eight is Japan with 846 tons. India with 801 tons. And the Netherlands with 612 tons.
I can't believe that England isn't on here.
Well, you knew Germany would have to be because they stole it during the war.
When I think of like the top powerhouses of not one well, no, it's not companies, countries that have ruled over the centuries. Rome, you know, there's not a country anymore.
Well, Italy.
But I did read something where that went to the Vatican.
The gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's its own, like, country in its own right.
Yes.
England, for sure, because they have, they went everywhere and knocked some heads, stole some goods, right?
Right.
You know, I think maybe Russia. Surprised those two, those three aren't on there.
Oh, Russia's on there.
I lie. Yes, number five.
Russia's number five.
Okay. So
I was surprised that France was on that list.
France. Well, you had Napoleon. He basically like ruled all of Europe in the 1600s.
Yeah.
Just dominating.
So the amount
blowing shit up.
The amount of gold holdings present is 147.3 million ounces, and that's gold is not the only thing they hold at Fort Knox. There's valuable documents. At one point, the crown jewels were there. So you asked where the stuff came from. The highest historic gold holdings was December 31st, 1941. It was 649.6 million ounces. And we were holding gold stores for other countries during World War II.
Hmm. What do you think the chances of them getting all that back were?
Well, they got it back.
I mean, all of it.
Well, I'm sure there was a storage. Like, there was a storage fee.
Yeah. It's, that one fell off the forklifts.
Right.
Into the back of my truck.
So the weight of a standard bar is approximately 400 ounces or 27.5 pounds. So nobody knows exactly how much is in there because no one person can open the vault by themselves.
That's smart.
The procedure is spread out amongst several people to open a vault.
You mean the third shift cleaning guy?
Yeah, the third shift cleaning guy. Like and you know how second and third shift never get along. So
it's just a hasp.
Now this next fact is something I learned when we did the most secure places. The first gold arrived at Fort Knox in 1937, and it was brought there by the U.S. Mail.
Really?
Yes. And you can view photos of that shipment if you go to the History of the U.S. Mint page.
What year was that? 1937?
Yes.
How old is Fort Knox?
It opened in 1937.
Okay.
So when they built it, it was, I forget how much it cost, like $500,000, which is like $10 million today it would cost.
Damn.
So you believe the gold isn't there?
I don't think it's there. I think people have taken it for their own purposes, their own malicious purposes. All those greedy politicians probably get together that, what the hell is that? That Maple Grove?
Bilderberg Group. Is that it?
That place up in the woods in California.
Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. And they all like.
And you get a gold bar. And you get a gold bar.
Yeah. So that's my thought. I know they were there were video cameras in there at one point in time, like the 70s. They walked in and it was full of, it looked like it was full of gold bars.
Would it surprise you to know 1977 was until the story I'm about to tell you, 1977 was the last time any civilians had access to the vault.
No, that wouldn't surprise me. I'm surprised they were even let in there at all.
So in 2017, a news crew was allowed into the vault and they confirm there is gold there.
Really?
Yes.
2010, and there's a footage of that? Is it like the Bigfoot footage?
No, no. I saw that the news thing. It was very, and the whole article was a little convoluted, but they were touting that it was in 2017, so it was 40 years since the last time a civilian was in the vault. But they were bragging on their news crew being in the vault. And there was also some politicians that went in as well.
So, with this being, would you scroll up a little bit there? Where's the top? The present holdings of 147.3 million ounces. If I walked into, I don't know, a big room, let's say maybe like 15 by 15 foot, I couldn't tell you how many ounces of gold are in there. I'd probably look like, holy crap. I'm sure it's not just like one room. There's probably multiple rooms. So I guess what I'm trying to say is like, they show them one, not going to show them all the rooms, show them one room. Like, yeah, there's all our gold. And you're like, holy shit, that's a lot of fucking gold. And it turns out it's like, you know, maybe a minuscule fraction of that number.
I don't know what they saw and what they showed them. They're saying there's 8,133 tons.
I mean, I guess you could kind of like do the math. And, you know, a gold bar is going to be so many ounces. And then you can just do a little calculation.
400. It's 400 ounces.
Of how big you thought that room was. And that room should hold whatever. So I don't know. You should do it that way. But I'm going full conspiracy theory that there's nothing left there. And I know this is our absolute last resort. Like, you know, everything is based on this. If the dollar crumbled tomorrow, this would be how we survive.
So here's the thing. It all comes down to, do you trust the government?
No.
And multiple times the government has given us a reason not to trust them. And without getting political, just look at the political landscape now. I mean, the government can't be trusted. You go back in time, you have so many different things that have happened that the government was caught lying about.
Yeah.
And the fact is, so what do you think would happen if it came clean that, okay, there's just no gold in Fort Knox?
Probably be pure mayhem, because people riot over the dumbest shit.
Well, our monetary system for the longest time was based on the gold in Fort Knox.
And silver. They banned it in, like, what, the 20s? 40s? They got off the gold standard?
I think it was after that.
See, that was another conspiracy theory. It's like, well, why did they do that? Because they said the reason they did that was because there was no gold left.
But you look at Russia and China and Germany and Italy, they're on the list. So the dollar would be worth nothing. And then, so then maybe the yen would jump up to be the standard,
you know,
in currency. But you also know that the Chinese lie about everything too. And so do the Russians.
Yeah, they're not very open with anything. It's the closed society. But I think in a way you kind of have to be. I mean, it's like, you're not going to give away all your secrets.
Right.
It's like, do you want people to know what you have in your bank account? No. Because, you know, the United States, I mean, what's our debt up to? 16 trillion? 32 trillion? I don't even know.
It's a lot.
So I would think if we, I'm going to second guess myself here, but maybe if we didn't have gold that they don't want that getting out, maybe it's just an illusion. Maybe we don't. And they're like, yeah, we do. We don't. Cause if people knew we didn't have gold, it'd be pure mayhem.
Let me do a quick calculation here.
But it's just like aliens. They'll never admit that aliens are real or to what extent they're here or have done here, what they're doing here. Have they been here for longer than us? But I just think people can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. And I never really understood, like, why gold was always, I know it, like, it's pretty much indestructible. It doesn't rust. It can last in the sea, like in a shipwreck.
It's hard to find and it's not easy to mine.
But it's like, I mean, what are you going to do with all this? Like, I always think of, like, okay, like the Aztec gold. There's a lot of people that were looking for, you know, some lost civilization that had all the Aztec gold, and they can never find it. But it was all like trinkets, jewelry, statues. I mean, in the end, like, what the hell are you going to do with that? What good is a fucking gold necklace when your world's falling apart?
It's a perceived value because of its rareness.
I guess, yeah. It's like, well, can you eat a gold bar? No.
No, I think in in a apocalyptic situation, your best asset is going to be a trade.
Right.
Or something that you can trade, food.
Right.
So you can make your own clothing, if you can make stuff tools. Like that. Yeah, tools.
Like, I think just gold is kind of useless in that respect. It's soft. You can't make a good tool out of it.
No.
So it's like, if I was like, listen, I got like 40 pounds of meat and a couple loaves of bread. Do you want to trade?
Yeah, that I would trade more for something like that.
I got a bar of gold. I'm like, what do I want that for?
I can't use it as a hammer.
No, I mean, I don't understand how that became like so powerful.
Well, I think people are thinking that you're still going to be able to go to the store and buy shit.
True. Yeah.
And you're not.
But if
if things are that bad, you're not.
Yeah. Well, first off, the stores will be freaking empty. Everything shuts down.
So, you know, I'm a gamer. And one of the games I play is Fallout, which is a post-apocalyptic world.
Mm-hmm.
And their currency in that, I think, is kind of, it kind of calls out the irrationality of gold being such a thing. Their currency in that is bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
Just as useless as gold.
No, I guess. Well, at least you can melt them down and, I don't know. I think I saw somebody make an arrowhead out of a bottle cap.
But they just use it as coins.
Oh, so it's like a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Like, why do we still, I think it doesn't cost more money to make a penny than it is worth.
Yeah.
But I wish somebody smarter than me could explain that to me. Like, how did gold become the standard, which basically ruled the world for thousands of years?
So what you're saying is if there's no gold in Fort Knox, it's not a big deal?
Oh, no. No, I think it is a huge deal. Because, you know, I don't know. Well, one, it's for whatever reason, gold is like, everybody wants it. So it's very valuable. You can't deny that. You know, people pay millions of dollars, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars for a gold watch. Why? Because you can. A status symbol. You know, I'm better than you. I have money. Look at me. Wow, I'm rich. You're nothing. So, yeah, I think if the government came out and said, folks, there's absolutely zero gold. We have dick. All we have is $32 trillion of debt and our stupid paper money that means nothing. And, I think that would just cause a mass hysteria and, you know.
Yeah, it would be majorly destabilizing to the U.S. economy and the world economy if there actually was no gold.
It's basically saying, hey, we're broke, man.
And I think if there were not to be any there, that's why they wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. Well,
I, however, think it's there.
Okay.
My theory on conspiracies is the number, but there, you wouldn't need a whole lot of people involved because not a whole lot of people have access to it.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not like hundreds of people look in there and see the gold every day.
Right.
Case in point, it was 40 years till a civilian saw that gold in person. And anything you see on video can be doctored.
True. That's what I mean. Like, were they like, was it a bunch of cardboard spray painted like gold to make it look like gold?
Well, now you just CGI the shit.
Or, yeah, even better, CGI it. But I think the one in the 70s, they did allow them, like, to pick it up and, ooh, that's heavy.
Yeah, but it could be lead.
It's heavy. You scratch some of it off and it's like a dull silver. I need this to be explained to me. Like, why lead is more valuable than gold? More useful, I should say.
You can make gold bullets.
Yeah, you can make gold bullets. But there's lead in everything. I mean, what fucking thing can you not get that doesn't have that stupid sticker on it that says warning? This, according to some California standards, this has a lead warning in it.
Well, if you're going that way, almost every electronic has gold in it.
Yeah. I would say, you know what? You're right. And I want to know, and think about this is NASA uses a lot of gold because of its, I guess it's heat resistance or something.
No.
But I think it's in like a lot of their solar panels on the ISS.
It's a good conductor.
Good conductor, thank you. Yeah. I guess it's just more valuable because it's more rare. But you take like the gold rush in the, what was that, late 1800s? And dudes were like basically just walking out to California in the Yukon up in Alaska and Canada to get risking life and limb to get, you know, gold nuggets. And then, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just thinking out loud. But we do know this, that it is valuable. Why? You can't eat it. We can put it in a,
I mean, it's valuable now in a monetary society, but
maybe there's some like you said, like we wouldn't have computers without gold, but they didn't have computers back in like Aztec times.
Well, now it just makes the computing process more efficient, let's say.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have any gold?
Gold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty.
I don't have any gold that I know of. I thought about buying like one of those like wallet size gold pieces. But I'm thinking, what the fuck am I ever going to do with this? Maybe if I go broke, I could sell it, get like maybe double my money. I don't know.
Maybe just to watch the prices.
But I don't know. I don't believe all those commercials that come out and are like, you know, the doom and gloom, and they want you to buy all the gold resources, spend all your money, and because you can't easily convert that. Not like you can go to the bank with a gold bar and be like, my mortgage is due tomorrow. Here, I want to trade this gold bar in. You could probably go to like a jeweler, maybe.
Well, there's gold brokers everywhere. There's people you can call. They'll come and buy your gold at your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't wait to. I hope somebody comments on this and like, you fucking retards have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, I know there's guys who will come buy gold and silver if you call them.
My grandmother used to put gold in her borscht. You idiot!
You can't have borscht without gold.
You mean you eat galumpki without gold? Idiot.
You Neanderthal.
Here we've been doing it wrong all the time, the whole time. What else is on there? I don't know. So you think it's there? I'm kind of up in the air.
I don't know if there's as much as they say there is, but there's gold there. The Magna Carta is stored in Fort Knox.
Okay.
I don't know. I had a list. When we did the original research for the five most secure places, I had a list of all kinds of stuff that was there. But it's not just gold that's there. They have other valuable things, historic things.
The crown jewels.
I don't know if they're still there, but they were there during the war.
I'd like to. I was watching a little side note here. It has to do with gold. But in World War II, when the Germans raided whatever that Tsar Palace was, and they had like the Amber Room. I mean, this like huge, like 30-foot ceilings of pure amber on the walls. And they had a gold room as well. And the Germans just went in there and like stripped it all off the walls, put it on a train, and nobody's seen it since. They have no clue where it went. If it was, they think it was hauled into some mountain and just stored there. They can't find it. So was it, they said that was like the biggest, you'd have to look it up, but I mean, it was like insanely huge. It was like the biggest gold supply ever. And it was like in this Russian palace. Basically it was like wallpaper.
That's crazy. It was amazing how, the Germans and their underground networks and tunnels and all that concrete, how they built them so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it is amazing. And it wasn't like they, no, correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say they started building that towards the end. We're like, fuck, like we're not doing so good. Like we got to kind of rethink our strategy here. And, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they started doing that in the 30s. But I kind of think, like, why would they? They were like, we're going to whoop up on everybody. We're the best army. We're going to take over the world. Fuck everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I do enjoy that show. It was called Hunting Hitler.
Yeah, we've watched it.
Yeah, that's that Tim Kennedy.
If that's his name.
And I actually saw an interview with him, and they were talking about that. And he was like really passionate about it. And he's like, I was so pissed. He's like, I really thought we were going to find shit. And he's like, but it just leads all down all these dead ends. And he's like, I'm pretty sure that Hitler escaped Germany and went to Argentina. And he's like, we know for a fact, a lot of his top commanders did. And they had a peaceful life there and lived out the rest of their lives all happy. And were never caught. Never saved for their crimes.
I watched that other guy that Texas name. he does the exploration show on.
Zach.
No, not Zach.
Sack.
Not Sack.
Josh Gates.
Josh Gates. Yeah.
Yes, he's awesome.
I love watching
him. I love his show.
He did. One in Argentina, yeah. Searching for the lost Hitler Argentinian bunker.
Oh, okay.
And they were at this compound, and they found Nazi uniform buttons.
Yeah. Yep.
And stuff. So,
yeah, isn't that crazy?
But it's well known that some of them went to Argentina.
Yeah, I think there was he was one top general, just a horrible person, and. They had like pictures of him and stuff, and he went there after the war, and there's a lot of evidence that says that's what happened, and but
anyway,
yeah, that, how did we get on that topic? I forget.
You started talking about Nazis. I talked about their tunnels. It happens. So,
I don't know. The place is called Bariloche, and it's like they call it the Swiss Alps of the Argentine, and it's just absolutely beautiful there.
Yeah.
And but there's like a huge German presence.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Like the one they went to this museum, and he pulls out this box, right? And it's a custom made wood box. Opens it up. It's lined with like velvet. And there's these monocles in there. Where there's magnifying glasses that you hold up to one eye.
Yeah, a monocle.
A monocle.
Yeah. You did say that.
And they're all hand engraved with eagles and not like. And he like picks it up and he's like, "Oh, this is cool." He's like,
"This one belonged to Colonel Klink."
Yeah, and he's like, "This was Hitler's personal, so he would look at all his maps and plot battles and." And he's like, he put it down. He's like, "Ugh." He's like, I feel dirty. He's like, I just touched like history, like just to know
the history of evil.
Yeah. Like, yeah. 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 Anyways,
that's got nothing to do with Fort Knox.
We put two bottle caps in the jukebox. Keep this shit rolling.
So, okay, that's really, I mean, the conspiracy theory has been out there for a long time that the gold's gone. And I don't know if I finished my theory on conspiracy theories, that there's so many people that have to be involved in most of these conspiracy theories that not everybody would keep their mouth shut. But in this case,
that's why I have to start killing people.
There's not a whole lot of people that would have to keep their mouth shut because there's so... The witness pool is small.
So Bill shot himself in the head last night 3 times and jumped out the window.
And there was no blood.
Yeah.
Just like Vince Foster.
Well, I would say if any of our listeners or viewers would like to, I'm not condoning this, but if you want to go to Fort Knox, just kindly ask if you can enter and look around and comment, see what you found.
Okay, now seriously, I would like the listeners to comment. Do you think there's gold there? Do you think there's not?
Do you think we suck? Do you think we not?
Ignore him completely. we know where we stand. So
yeah, well, we'll mail you some bottle cap money.
If
you comment.
We took on the gold or not gold at Fort Knox. Now you go take on the world.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dylan.
And I'm Cameron.
And we're the hosts of Barstool Film School, a conversational comedy podcast about the very best Marvel movies. You know, the ones that are like perfect to watch when you're hanging out in a bar with friends. Now, I'm a writer and a film school washout.
And I'm a bar owner.
So we ought to know what we're talking about.
You would hope.
Tune in every other week, wherever you get your pods, as we take on a new flick.
And we will pair those flicks with some cocktails.
To see if they pass the bar. Now, what do you say, Cam? Shall we pour ourselves another round?
Let's do it.
All right. All right.